Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shlishi B'Shabbat, the third day of the week. And in the third Aliyah of Parshat Vayigash, we have 11 psukim. Our Aliyah continues from last Aliyah's revelation by Yosef to the brothers. In this Aliyah, Yosef tells his brothers to go back to Eretz Kanaan and bring Yaakov and the whole family back to Eretz Mitzrayim. Yosef promised that he would take care of them. And Paro also was informed that Yosef's family had arrived, and he too instructed them to come to Egypt, where he would give them the best of the land. Now, as part of Yosef's revelation to the brothers, the Torah tells us in Perek Memhei, Pasuk Yudalid, Vayipol al tzavarei Vinyamin achi vayevk, uVinyamin bacha al tzavarav. Yosef fell on his brother Binyamin's neck and cried, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck as well. And on this Pasuk Rashi of Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Gemara in Megillah Daf Tet Zayin, which says the following: Yosef cried for the first Beis HaMikdash and for the second Beis HaMikdash, which were supposed to be, which would be, in the territory of Binyamin, and both of which would be destroyed. And Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck for the Mishkan of Shiloh, which was to be in the territory of Yosef, which would also be destroyed. That's the Gemara. But we have to ask the following questions. First of all, why did Yosef cry for Binyamin's loss and Binyamin cry for Yosef's loss? Why didn't they cry for their own loss, or at least also for their own loss? And why now? They both saw the future, so none of these events happened yet. So why cry now specifically? These questions are asked by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, who died in 1994. This is found in Likutei Sichos in Chelek Yud on Parshas Vayigash Sicha Aleph. And says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Gemara in the Yerushalmi in Maseches Yoma in the first parak tells us that every generation in which the Beis HaMikdash was not built, it's as if it was destroyed in that generation. In other words, if a generation comes and goes and they don't work towards rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, if they don't do tshuva to bring the Geula, it's as if the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in their generation, God forbid. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says it's not just a matter of the whole generation, but every single one of us needs to act upon ourselves to improve ourselves so that the Geula can come. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe continues and says that bichia, that crying, is a deep and physical expression of pain. Excuse me. But it's also a general expression of pain. It doesn't do anything specifically to remove or to alleviate the cause of that pain. So there's no reason for someone to cry over their own churban. There's no reason for Yosef, for example, to only cry over the destruction of the Mishkan and Shiloh in his own territory. Crying is not enough. He has to do something about it. Or, for example, Binyamin can cry over the Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed in Yerushalayim in his territory. But that's not all he could or should do. He has to act. He has to do something to change the situation. Crying is normal. It's understandable. But it cannot be the only thing he does. Hashem does not ask us to cry over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, it's indeed a natural outgrowth of the pain we feel, or that we should feel, but it cannot end there. There has to be some action associated with that cry to work on changing the situation. And that is what the Gemara is trying to highlight. Yosef cried over Binyamin's loss, and Binyamin cried over Yosef's loss, because that kind of crying is an action. I cannot change your life. I cannot fix your mistakes. I cannot right your wrongs. Only you can do all that. But what I can do is cry for your loss. I can empathize with you. I can feel your pain to the best of my ability. I can express solidarity with you and with your troubles. And that is an action that fixes things on my end. If, for example, I have been too selfish and too self-absorbed, I can work on feeling your pain. That is an action that fixes things on my end. And it's also an action that helps you fix yours. The Lubavitch Rebbe doesn't say the following, but perhaps one can suggest that that is why they both cried now. Yosef and Binyamin cried now. The rift between the brothers caused this terrible situation in the first place. And it also caused the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan and Shiloh. It's at the root of all the destructions. And they need to act now, to plant the seeds of action now, to repair the rift that caused all this pain. Me caring about you and you caring about me is exactly what we all need to end this galus now. And as we approach Asara B'Teves and as we contemplate the loss of the Beis HaMikdash today and every day, it's an important message to keep in mind. We do cry for the Beis HaMikdash. We must cry for the Beis HaMikdash. But it cannot be all. What can we do to have it rebuilt? Have an amazing day, everyone.